I dreamt of you just now, before my eyes burst open with images of you dancing like delicate flames of ardor. Delicate, yes. But even so, they burn me a little. But then, you know I like the pain. It was all hazy and surreal at first. Ethereal, like a wisp of perfume. An echo of music. An imagined finger tracing along your collarbone. It's there, affecting your senses, wringing out emotion and sensation, but still intangible. Incorporeal. You. And then you sprang forth, physically real. You've an incomparable knack for diverting me to you. There's no other way to phrase that. You're uncontainable. Undeniable. So here I am, lying across the lines in my bed. Pleasure. Pulsing at my nerves. Indulge. 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 I wish you were over me now. You should see your product, what you've organically manufactured, what you've reduced me to again and again with just a few words. You should see my hands moving across my breasts, stroking and pinching my nipples until I'm dripping and aching to be filled. Just so you know, the right one always gets the most attention because my left hand is usually held firm against my clit, while the right works my tender nipple for all it's worth. You should see me, but you can hear me. And after all, arousal is your forte, is it not? And I your instrument, or I wish I were. I know you can sense my heat just through my voice, through the gasps and pauses and breaths. So acknowledge my lust and indulge with me. Use me, won't you? You've made me this way. You've put me in this place. You deserve to hear my wetness. You deserve to stroke up and down your length with me. Ah. Oh. still here. But... oh, fuck. But not quite the me from before. It's... oh, God, it's intensified. And I shouldn't be doing this. And I want... I want to take my top off, but feeling my nipples straining against the thin cotton, erect and tender, it's such sweet torture. Delicious. Maybe I'll just press over them with my free hand. Better to provoke my lust. Be mine, won't you? You know you own me. As improbable as that sounds, it's raw, and I have so little control over it. Sex. Passion. A limerent digression. For a maddeningly short moment. After this, I'd sleep and wake to see you tomorrow. The perfect fit of your slacks. That button down that so gorgeously accentuates your broad shoulders. The strength of your forearms, the intensity of the veins that adorn your hands and your arms and your neckline. I'd run my tongue along them, tasting and experiencing and wanting. Be mine, won't you? Please. I'm so goddamn wet and desperate that I can barely feel my fingers sliding inside myself anymore. Desire and frustration and confusion and need are all burning so hot in my mind and my body that I can't break them down and name them and calm them. So I'll focus. I'll focus on what I can say with certainty. What I can actually feel, actually sense. I want to smell you. I want to have your knees at the side of my head with your manhood. Oh, just above my face. I lie beneath you and breathe in at your balls, your shaft, your cock. Oh, all of you. I want to take it in. That scent, that musk, while I fuck myself. For you, I'd open my mouth and take your balls in. Both at the same time. One at a time? What do you want? Tell me. No. Command me. My tongue tracing along the underside of your balls, along your shaft, until my saliva coats your thick cock and that swollen mushroom tip. Oh. My mouth is yours to use. Won't you? Please? Oh, place your gorgeous arms against the frame of the bed. And drive your shaft between my lips. Stroke your cock off with my mouth. Let my tongue run along your head and reduce you to a squirming mess. I know you want to put it where it belongs, but for now, handsome man, mute. Need to taste you. Ah. 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 Orgasm building and building around your cock. The vibrations of my mouth from the moans that I can't stop. Bringing you closer as well as the feeling of my tongue and my lips. It's kind of poetic, don't you think? How the arousal, the pleasure, circles and forms, loops. I think of you often, maybe too often. I think of how we'd be sitting opposite each other on a Friday evening, indulging in food and wine. You'd hold my hand as we looked for a cab. We'd make out in the back seat. We'd make out at my front door. We'd kiss as your hands press over my hard nipples, and I'd feel my knees grow weak. As my hands glide over your chest, your firm stomach, your beautiful back. And then, you'd go inside and you'd throw me to the bed and drive your cock into me after you've tasted my cunt. And then we'd kiss like we did in the cab. But this time, you'd be inside of me. We'd kiss as your cum fills me up. As my juices cling to your cock, your balls gather over your tip when you pull out and kiss my neck, and I lie shaking in your arms. So now, please, let me taste you before then. Come in my mouth. taste and your scent and your voice and your touch imbued into me. Come, come, oh, come, come. And now, oh God, I need to. Taking in your masculinity, your taste, your cum. That's the catalyst, isn't it? The same way you crave my sex. I covet yours. Bring me there, please. I'm pinching my nipples. The shadow covers my skin. Enigmatic. I'm lust. I'm sex. I'm primal. I am. I'm going to come for you. Oh, join me. Again. Oh, I need it. You. Come with me. Think of how you'd be inside me. How my cunt would cling into your cock. I'm just pressing and pinching my nipples. I'm not quite ready for this moment to fade. I'd trade my hands for your mouth on them if you had me. I'd want you to completely lose yourself to me. Make me your muse. Let me see the work of art. That is your body, your cock. Your smile when you see me. I desire you. I crave you.